You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. Hello and welcome to my show on UK Health Radio this week. I'm Amanda and I'm really glad that you're here with me today. You know, most of us think about changing something about ourselves from time to time. And it's triggered most often at specific times. When New Year's Eve comes around, everyone's talking about resolutions, changes they want to make and achieve. Or when something really big happens in our lives, something unexpected that maybe shakes us up, suddenly we think, oh, I need to change things. Something has now got to be different. But I've been thinking, and I don't think you have to wait for a special date or a dramatic moment to decide to become someone new or to make some kind of profound change in your life. You can make that choice right now. I'm giving you permission, if you need it, to do that today, this very moment. And that's what my show is all about. I'd like to give you a fast-track route today to becoming your future self. Anyone can do this, and if you're looking for any kind of change in your life, big or small, I'd invite you to try what I'm sharing with you today for the next 30 days, and then simply see what happens. I think we'd all agree that the person you were as you were growing up isn't who you are now. Maybe you still have some friends that you had back then, maybe you don't, maybe you've got some of the same interests and the same things that you love. Maybe you've moved on, but if there are any things that you like, especially if you're like me, you're not much like the person you were back then. And my dreams have changed and my life goals have as well. And the person that I was 10 years ago isn't the same person I am today. The person you were last year has changed. Even the person that you were yesterday isn't or doesn't have to be the person you become tomorrow. You're always evolving, always shifting, always becoming. And though some things might remain an ever-present constant for you, the real question I'd ask you to ponder is, are you aware of who your future self is going to be? Is it more of the same? And if so, are you happy about that? And if you are happy, then that's great. But if there's something that you would like your future self to be, then you need to make some conscious choices about who that future self is going to be and set yourself on the best trajectory to navigate towards them. Think about the choices you've made in your past. Just because a choice was right for you at that time, at the time that you made it, it doesn't mean it's right for you now. Things can and do change, and you'll certainly change, and so will the desires that you have for yourself. Your dreams change, your needs change. What was a good choice, what satisfied your longing 5 years ago, might not be what you'd want today. I came to the realization that it would be great fun to have more pets, have more commitments socially. But if I allowed myself to be a bit more self-aware, which is what I did, I know deep down that having more pets would prevent me from the travel that I really, really want to do. and overcommitting myself to consistent social events where I'm expected to be present every week or every month, well, that could mean that I'm obliged to go when I already feel a bit overtaxed. Perhaps my social battery will have worn down. Perhaps I will just find it all a little bit too much. And then I'll have the guilt of letting people down, or the overwhelm of letting myself down. So maybe instead of having pets, I can feed the wild birds and perhaps meet socially, but only do it occasionally. When I was in my 20s, I was every bit the social soul. But in the autumn years, where I now am, I love and protect my solitude. It's as if the quietness sustains me. And as you mature and you learn more about yourself and how the world works for you, your dreams and desires naturally shift. They evolve and they enable that evolution inside of you so that you can anchor yourself down to those new evolved desires and release and set yourself free from the old choices you once made that maybe no longer suit you as much. So where do you begin when you want to create a brand new version of yourself? How do you step into being the future self that you truly want, instead of just finding yourself repeating the same patterns over and over? If it's not working, then you need to think about this in a different way. I want to share something with you. It's an exercise I created for myself, and it's been genuinely powerful in my life. I hope it might be just what you need too. I expect someone else may have come up with something similar at some point. Originality is so difficult nowadays, isn't it? But there is an essence at the heart of this that I think makes all the difference. Imagine this with me. You're standing in a corridor. It's a peaceful corridor, it's very still, any kind of corridor that you would feel really at home in. And you see walls on either side and a floor beneath your feet. And right at the end of this corridor, you can see a doorway. And this doorway is an energetic doorway, and that makes it incredibly special. Think of it as an energetic portal. On the other side of that door is a room, and it's a room that's filled with people who vibrate at the same frequency as you. These people have the resources, the mindset, the habits of that same frequency. Now, these could be the resources you're seeking, the mindset you want, the habits you're working towards, the achievements you desire. Or it could be all of those things, but that all of the resources you don't want anymore, or a mindset you want to release, or habits you're working away from, the achievements that you no longer feel are right for you. So everything in that room, though, is going to match the vibration you're currently holding. Above all, I want you to know that your future self is waiting for you in the room behind that door. So my first question to you, an invitation, is to ask yourself, are you happy about what may match to you on the other side of that door? Well, when I asked myself that question, I wasn't happy about it. And so I began to think about how I would set about changing it. Now, it wasn't that I didn't like what I would be on the other side of the door. You know, my natural vibration is hope. I bring hope to every situation, and I certainly didn't want to lose sight of that. I love to bring hope and unshakable faith to any and all situations, no matter how dire, and even when it's a situation that seems like it's hopeless. I insist always that the best option is to always believe, despite every piece of evidence that might come to the contrary, that you should have unshakable faith that everything is going to be okay. However, though this is a terrific way to be, I'm also trying to create something very new in my life. And because it isn't in my life, the vibration can't be significant enough in my energy field. So I must introduce an entirely different vibration so my energy body can resonate differently. I must ring out that new vibration as solidly and as clearly as the vibration of hope that I already know so well. So that was the challenge. What's the vibration I want to be such a significant match with? And then how can I create that myself in a really believable way? What about you? As you begin walking down the corridor towards that energetic door, what are you likely to unlock? It's probably going to be in the image and emotion of a lot of what you currently are experiencing. More of mostly the same, perhaps. I mean, how do you feel about that? Which vibrational room is waiting for you? Which future self is waiting for you on the other side of that energetic door? What kind of people will greet you? What will the energy of the room feel like? What conversations will you be having? What expectations are there? Are your dreams truly waiting for you on the other side of that energetic door?
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
You know, most of us think about changing ourselves, and it's triggered most often at specific times. New Year's Eve, perhaps when something unexpected happens and it triggers us. And I've been thinking, you don't need to have to wait for a special date or dramatic moment in order to get the impetus to become someone new or to change some aspect of your life. All you need to do is to make that choice right now and then perhaps consider doing the, I suppose it's a fast track exercise that I have been using quite successfully for myself. So I'd like to share with you a fast track route to becoming your future self, the one that you would like to meet on the other side of that energetic door. Anyone can do this, and if you're looking for any kind of change in your life, I'd really invite you, just give this a go for 30 days and see what happens. What have you got to lose? If it doesn't work, it will just have been 30 days of a very simple, occasional practice, but if it could work, oh my goodness, what a change it could bring. So the exercise, even without walking through the energy door, is going to teach you a lot about how you view yourself. The version of yourself that you're embodying right now, the energy you're carrying in this moment. If that is what determines what could be waiting for you on the other side of the energy door, how do you feel about that? If you want to enter a room filled with abundance or with peace, joy, love, healing, success, whatever it is, then you need to align yourself with those kinds of vibrations before you walk through the door. Because if you're not already any of those vibrations, then whatever is waiting for you behind that door might not be what you're seeking to match with. I remember when I was first studying the law of attraction and manifestation, and I was told that I needed to imagine and internalize the feeling of excitement I would have related to success, for example. But at that time, well, success was really elusive and I'd never really felt it before. So my question to myself was, how could I possibly know what success felt like if I'd never felt it? It was really frustrating, actually. So I began creating my own simple manifestation exercises, my alignment exercises, which, of course, I'm happy to share with you. You see, it seemed to me that a lot of the teachings that there are focuses on how it would feel in the moments of becoming what you seek. You know, the excitement and the enthrallment and the wonderful effervescence. But actually, I feel that you should focus on the weeks and the months after you have not only achieved success, for example, but you've become adjusted to that state of being successful. If you long to be healthy and vital and well, how would you feel after a spell of ill health to know that you had not only fully recovered, but now you could do the things that seemed so out of your reach before? I think that is the vibration to align with. If you want to be well, to recover, you have to align with yourself doing things only someone that was that well and had fully recovered could do, right? What would that feel like? If you want wealth, then imagine never having to think that something was unaffordable, or you didn't have to count carrots when you went down to the grocery store, or not have the best of whatever it is that you wanted to acquire. How would it feel when to strive to afford something was not your natural state, because you could actually easily have most things? In fact, perhaps you'll have already acquired most of those things and were content already. Focus on the contentment rather than on the excitement. So the exercises I create are for me, and I'm sharing them with you. And they are for me to manifest whatever I desire. And I picture my future self happily established and living in that state. I feel their peace, their tranquility, their contentment, everything that being in that state of being would bring. So I created this exercise, the future self energetics doorway exercise. It's a bit of a mouthful, call it whatever you like, because I needed to shift something significant in my own life. And I know on a deeper level that I bring a frequency of hope to any situation, and I'm a guardian, and I'm an energy worker, and I'm a manifester. But I also recognize that there was something more. I needed to align with something more in order to move to the next level of where I wanted to be in one part of my life. I needed to become something specific, something clear, and focus on something extraordinarily intentional too. So here's what I've always known. To receive anything you desire, you need to align with its vibration, or to carry that vibration in your energy field. That's how energy works. Like attracts like. If you want prosperity, you need to align with a future self that has become comfortable with prosperity. If you want peace, you need to align with a future self that's become comfortable with the peace in their life. If you want love, and so it goes, you need to align with a future self that is comfortable with love. So how do you actually align with something? Well, the best way to align with a vibration is to become it. That sounds like a riddle. I don't mean it to. The best way is to become it. So not to pretend it, or not to imagine it, or not try and have it as something external. It's not something that you do, or you pretend, or you play act with. It's not fake it until you make it, because that doesn't work. You need to truly embody it in every aspect of your being and your doing. So I chose the vibration that represents what I wanted to become, the future self I want to be. I chose the vibration of prosperity. But I felt I needed to define very clearly what prosperity means to me, because if I was going to become it, I needed some kind of a guideline. Prosperity, after all, means different things to different people. For me, then, prosperity is unlimited health. It's unlimited wealth. It's unlimited potential. It's unlimited happiness. That's my definition of prosperity. And so that's what I focused on aligning with, on becoming. Every morning when I wake up in that kind of sleepy state before you're fully awake, I say to myself, I put my left hand just over my heart and my right over my tummy button area, and I say this to myself: prosperity is unlimited health, unlimited wealth, unlimited potential, unlimited happiness. I am prosperity. And I say it about 10 times, and if the words change a little bit, that's fine. But the only bit I would never change is that I am prosperity. And when I feel ready, I imagine myself as prosperity, standing in that corridor, walking towards that energetic doorway, and I visualize myself knocking on the door, opening the door and stepping on through into that room. And as I enter that room, I am prosperity. I'm no longer Amanda. I am prosperity. I am the energy of prosperity, and I move as prosperity moves, and I speak as prosperity speaks, and I dress as prosperity dresses. I listen as prosperity listens. I act and respond as prosperity acts and responds. And if someone were to observe me and try to identify the frequency that I represent, the energy I'm now an ambassador for and therefore should be recognizable as, is prosperity, those people would say she is prosperity. And through the day, I would continue with this. I would speak using words and phrases prosperity would use, consciously choose as prosperity would choose, and I would behave as prosperity would behave.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
I decided to practice this affirming visualization for 30 days, no more, no less. And I'm about 10 days in as I'm recording this. And I've been keeping a diary to track what happens. I wanted to see if this practice would create tangible changes in my reality. And record keeping becomes a terrific way for you to notice even really subtle shifts and patterns when they're in process. It's been only 10 days, and what's happened has been truly remarkable. First, I began to receive lump sums of money, arguably quite significant, unexpected sums, unexpected payments, maybe it came as refunds, something was gifts. Money started flowing to me in ways it hadn't before, and I wasn't expecting it to flow, but prosperity, I suppose, means that it would do. Then I started receiving compliments from people. They noticed something different about me, they said. They told me I looked happier, more radiant, and that I seemed much lighter hearted, and that I was laughing more, that I was inspiring to be around. These people were not people that knew that I was doing this practice, though. I didn't tell anyone, I just did it. They were simply responding to the shift in my energy. They noticed my vibration was changing. Then people began contacting me with business offers, partnerships, collaborations, invitations to work together on projects that aligned perfectly with my future goals and visions. I wasn't chasing these opportunities. I hadn't forced them to happen. I hadn't made the first move towards any of these people. They were coming to me naturally because my vibration had shifted. And then something even more fascinating occurred. I began to receive what I call lucid downloads. These are lightning bolts of objective clarity, distinctive visions, complete ideas and systems that showed me exactly how to reach the desires I have for the coming prosperous year. but they felt like a memory of someone that had already experienced these things. They didn't feel like a fresh idea or imagining. I received a visual system, a complete framework, and I wrote it down in my diary immediately. I read and reread that diary every day, and I can see something special emerging and taking shape. This practice is genuinely working for me, and I know that just as it is reshaping my reality, when you do the same practice, it must reshape yours. And I also understand clearly that it's going to require investment in this new me from me now. I need to be mindful, I need to stay objective, I need to stay on point and be open to receiving, bold enough to take the next step, humble enough to receive what I am being given and recognize it. Yes, I already know that I'm going to need to learn some new things and be bold enough to make some different choices than the ones I've made before, but that's part of this process. I'm going to need to have an open heart and grace to take consistent action because that's what my future self needs me to do. By becoming the vibration that aligns with what I desire, by showing up at the start of every single day in that visualization, standing in the corridor, stating clearly what prosperity means to me and declaring that this is who I am. And also by being the living, breathing ambassador of prosperity throughout every moment of my day, I'm actively shaping the world, the matrix that forms around me. The world is shaping around me. I am becoming the future self I wish to be. This is beautiful, elegant energy work. When you become the vibration of what you want, your filters change, your grids realign, you ignore anything you don't want, and you start only noticing opportunities that would have been masked or veiled or completely missed before. You start making choices that support your desires instead of sabotaging them. And I ask myself, would prosperity do that? And I start naturally attracting people and resources and experiences that match my frequency. It works. Now I want to invite you then to consider who you choose to show up as. How would you define that vibration if you introduced yourself to the souls waiting to greet you behind the energy door inside that room? I am prosperity. Prosperity is unlimited health, unlimited wealth, unlimited potential, unlimited happiness. I'm pleased to meet you. And the souls in the room would chorus, "Hello, Prosperity. You are very welcome. Please come and join us." Take a moment to really sit with the question. Make it a habit to wait a few days if you want to. You don't have to rush it. Just have a think over the next few days. If you were standing in that corridor, just about to walk towards that doorway, what kind of room do you want to enter? What kind of future self could be waiting for you on the other side? What vibration do you want to be recognized at, to embody and represent? Maybe for you it's peace. Might be just strength. It might be creativity. It could be inspiration, love, opportunity. Could be freedom. Maybe it's wealth. Maybe it's courage or wisdom. Maybe it's something else. There's no right or wrong here. There's only what feels authentically true and valuable for you. Whether you begin with defining the vibrational frequency first, or you choose your vibrational frequency and then you create an affirming definition later, be really specific. Keep it easy to remember. Keep it uncomplicated. I started by writing mine down And then I learnt it off by heart, so that whenever I said it, it was like it was second nature to me. And then you create your own morning practice around this. You must, though, do it consistently for 30 days. Even if you want to change tack, round about day three, you might be thinking, I wish I'd chosen something else. No, please don't. Consistency for this is key. Each day's momentum will build on the last day's momentum. Now, after 30 days of this practice, if you decide, you can change it to a different one if you wish. That's fine. Just for now, please stick to the same one for 30 days and keep a good record in your diary of what happens. For 30 days, I'd like you to walk towards that energetic doorway with a clear intention. And as you knock loudly on that door, I would like you to introduce yourself. Make a declaration of who you are and what vibration you represent. Whatever it is for you, I want you to say it clearly. Own it completely. Feel it in your body. Become that vibration fully in your visualization. Practice being that person, that vibrationary, beautiful resonance every single morning without fail, and then carry that energy with you throughout your entire day. And when I need to make a choice during the day, I pause and I ask myself, what would prosperity choose? And if I faced a difficulty, I'd ask myself, I wonder how prosperity would respond. And when I meet someone, I ask myself, how would prosperity show up? And in my conversations, I bear in mind what words and phrases prosperity would use. And when you choose what it is that you would like to introduce yourself as, I would like you to really look at how you would respond, how you would show up, how you would frame your words and phrases. Every morning, step into that corridor afresh. Every moment, you have the opportunity to realign with a vibration that you are now carrying. And as you are that vibration, as it becomes a part of you, the universe rearranges itself to affirm and validate the vibration that you are. So until next time, keep aligning yourself with that high vibration. Keep walking towards that energetic doorway with confidence and intention. Be prepared to declare that you have arrived, because your future self is waiting for you behind that door. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.